Hello, this is Eric Johnson, Coach EJ, the brand.
And this is Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source.
Aaron, today's subject or topic is the competitive edge during COVID, you know, the athlete's mentality during this period of time. It seems like, have the athletes lost that competitive edge, or are they trying to get it back again? It seems like, Aaron, and you might run into this, is that athletes are searching for it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors. It's been dealing with COVID for, what, I don't know, 18 months or so. And I think with a lot of the kids, not only if they haven't been training, but also just not competing for that period of time, I think they've gotten a little rusty. And, you know, I think everyone came out guns a-blazing once they, you know, once they lifted some of the restrictions and, you know, kind of burnt out. And now some kids are maybe even flaming out a little bit, or they just haven't been able to sustain that competitiveness. You know, they were jonesing for so long to compete. They got to compete, right, and then it kind of crashed. So I think that might be a pretty big side effect, for lack of a better term, for what's happened with COVID.
Yeah, I think you're right, Aaron. It's been strange for me just coaching. You know, really, they stopped playing. All athletics really stopped on March 20th, 2020.
Yeah.
And athletes seem to start over again at some time together, collectively. And it's been a struggle for them mentally to find out what it means to be competitive again. I remember years ago, Aaron, when I was playing and I sat out spring training. I hadn't signed a contract. Then I was thrown back into a regular season game on May 1st, and I didn't have spring training. And I was, you know, I went to get in shape and all that stuff. It wasn't the same. The competitive edge, you have to get that back. So I think a lot of athletes are searching for, how do I pump myself up again, or how do I get ready for even competition? I think their preparation or planning is affected by it too, because I think they're searching for, like, is there more than this? You know, I get that kind of like, it, is there more than this? And instead of getting back into a process, they are just thinking that, wow, this is it. And that's not necessarily true. I think they need to get back on track. And I tell athletes, I tell parents out there, just get your athletes back on track in the process of competing. Anything, do anything to get that competitive edge back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is, like you said, with this such a long period where things are off, and then coming back, you know, there's probably some mental fatigue. And I think some athletes just haven't been able to hang on, especially now. Look, we're in August.
Right.
So, you know, for over a year, they didn't do anything. And now they kind of had to hit the ground running and running and running and running and running with little right. Or no breaks. I can see where that could be hard. You know, maybe we saw that manifest itself in the Olympics.
Right.
Some of our, at least on the track and field side. You know, I don't watch everything, but maybe that could be part of it on the track and field side. You know, you have this up, this high to get back, you're doing everything and you're running well, competing, and then how do you sustain that? I know that's pretty, I think this year may be an anomaly in that aspect, and hopefully now that things are, knock on wood, somewhat
normal, right?
Normal. Kids can maybe find that groove. But I think just, you know, as parents and as athletes, maybe you also want to sit back and ask yourself, well, hey, why am I doing this? What am I getting out of it? Maybe revisit the things as to why you're playing your sport and you're competing, and maybe help let that refresh you or energize you and carry you through the rest of the summer.
I like what you said about that, kind of pump the brakes a little bit, self-evaluation, ask yourself these questions. I think athletes don't do that enough, Aaron.
Yeah.
And especially during this time now, during COVID, it's probably good practice to do that now, because this is like a pretest, you might say. And I think a lot of college recruiters out there in all sports are giving those athletes, okay, they're back out here now, the test is happening now, you know. And so they've had, you know, whether it's been 3 to 5 months of pretest. I think when we get back into this next fall season coming up, Aaron, with all the sports, I think it's on again. It's on to like, hey, we let the kids get back. We played a lot. Okay, they got the rust off. Now let's go. And it's, whether it's football recruiting, football, high school football, collegiate football, professional football. I think it's all back into this like, okay, you've had your chance. Okay, you've got that rust off. Here we go. My biggest fear, Aaron, again, is that something that you say quite frequently is we've played a lot and we haven't rested enough. And these athletes are getting thrown back into the wolves or back into the den. And do they have time to recover? Are they burned out a little bit? Do they have time to recover? And do they have time to find that competitive edge is what I'm really asking you. You know, you saw it in Olympics, and you know, I wish I was able to watch more track and field, and I know you were watching it. What did you see with that? I mean, you make reference to it, and I made reference to it in another sport, but, you know, what do you see in it? There's no fans out there either.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Who knows what could be, you know, the underlying theme, but everyone's dealing with a situation that no one's ever had to deal before. And it kind of, you know, leads me to one thought, at least, you know, since mental health is so prominent in the sports genre now, talk about that is, you know, when you're doing that self-evaluation, don't be so hard on yourself. Yeah, you're back to training, you're back to competing, but you're also doing that on the heels of something that no generation has had to face with before. And then this is all new to everybody. So you just can't assume that, okay, well, now that I'm back to training, I'm back to competing, I'm going to be my old self. And I think if we hold that sort of, you know, the expectation that, hey, I used to do this, or I used to be this, so now I should, now that I'm doing this again, I should be back to that. Well, maybe that's not the case. And maybe there is a little bit of lag or a little bit of delay for you getting back to who you were before. And, you know, those things could be physical, those things could be mental. And maybe that's part of the mental fatigue and stress that you see these athletes talking about now. You know me, I'm old school and I'm hard. You're definitely not going to, you know,
right,
Dr. Phil moments with me, but I get it though, too. I mean, yeah. I can step back and take a global look at this and say, hey, you know what? There's some extenuating circumstances and athletes kind of have to have an open mind and a thick skin and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, this isn't the ideal situation. So how much can I really do? For those young athletes, parents, that's your job, is to bring that point of perspective to these athletes so that they aren't beating themselves up, that they're not going into this spiral of self-doubt and depression and, you know, those sorts of things.
Coaching during this period, Aaron, and talking to athletes about their competitive spirit, being competitive. I've used those words so much during the past 6 to 7 months about let's be competitive, let's go for it, you know, more encouraging things like that. I see a lot of athletes that doubt what they're doing now, more than ever. And I'm talking all ranges, whether the skill level is here, lower, or the skill level is high. All those athletes are doubting themselves a little bit because of this period of time of understanding how to be competitive. Like they need somebody's approval now to say, yeah, good job, because they've been so trapped and so insular that they need that support. And I tell parents out there, your athletes need support, but also hold your athletes accountable for their actions and hold them accountable for being, you know, to a certain standard, rather than say, hey, you know, You know, understand, you know, we can be understanding, but we need to also guide and lead our athletes in the correct direction of competitive edge, competitive spirit. We need to keep on bringing that out in them in order for them to gain access back to where they were before.
You know, saying that, to me, it comes back to, again, what we talked about before, recognizing or revisiting your why.
Right.
And again, I can only speak to my own experience as an athlete.
Right.
You know, for me, that competitiveness is an internal drive.
Right. Absolutely.
And so I don't know exactly how you can instill that in an athlete. We even talked about that, you know, in our dog in the fight, you know, fighting the dog. Right. But I don't think it's wrong to have to ask the hard questions of your athletes.
Right.
Why are you doing this? What are you getting out of it? And not talking about medals or championships or anything, but hey, how does this fulfill you as a person? I think that's the internal drive, whether it's the competition, whether it's the accolades, but you've got to kind of, I think, still figure out, hey, where does this really, where does all this emanate from? Where does it bubble up from? And be honest with yourself, because that ultimately is going to also decide how far you go too.
Right, right, absolutely.
And so there's nothing wrong with, I think, some gut checks and it coming from the parent and the coach, because, you know, the parents and the coaches are investing time and resources in these athletes. And, you know, I have a saying with a lot of, you know, my athletes that come to me who are high school juniors and seniors.
Right.
And they finally decide that they want to get serious about sports. And I tell them, you know, you're on the There Is No Tomorrow program. There's nothing wrong with, I think, telling an athlete that there's a certain sense of urgency if they're going to get to where they need to be. Right trajectory to attain the goals that they're trying to attain, and laying that out, and, you know, being competitive is part of that, and letting them know, hey, you've got to step that up or you're not going to make, you know, you're not going to realize your goals and your dreams or what you're expecting to get out of this.
Aaron, I like what you said. That's a clean wrap right there with, you know, having that spirit and talking about that. So, hey, parents out there, and all you athletes that listen to us, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
This is Dr. Phil, Aaron Thigpen, the source.
We'll check you out later. See ya.